CISA are the local hero folks supporting local agriculture with Phil Corman, the director of CISA, and Michael Doctor, who's not a doctor, but a doctor of root vegetables from Winter Moon Roots in Hadley. Michael, you rode your bike here with root vegetables today.
Oh, yeah, we deliver about 10% of our produce, our root crops, by bike. Last year was about 18,000 pounds of roots that we hauled around in Hadley to the Hadley Whole Foods and to our Northampton customers.
And are you the one who's doing all the biking?
Well, no. I have a good friend of mine, Merv Broussard. He owns and runs Mitch's Marina in Hadley. And in the summertime, he's busy. In the winter, he's not. So we strap a trailer on the back of his bike and on the back of mine. And we can put a maximum of about 500 pounds of roots on one trailer. We ride in. We deliver to Cereos. Then we go to Cornucopia, Paul Elizabeth, Bistro La Grasse. Smith College is a good customer of ours, as is Mount Holyoke, but we don't bike there yet. And we just have a good time. You know, we get an incredible workout. That's the main motivating factor for me. It's snowing and we're sweating. We get done and we go out to breakfast and carry on and have Tuesday's the best day of the week.
So is this what you do it on Tuesdays?
Yes. Yeah. You know, those are the days that the restaurants want their vegetables. And I make a lot of deliveries to Whole Foods by bike as well. They're just a couple miles away from my barn.
Right. You are a farmer yourself, growing root vegetables. You were the longtime food bank farmer. And did you just make a conscious decision like, I'm going to incorporate more biking into my life and I'm going to not let it stop me in my work? I'm going to make it part of my work?
It's sort of, you know, I originally thought about farming as a way to be active.
Right.
All the time. As you farm, what you try to do is to be less and less active and have your machinery do more and more
right.
for you.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Ultimately, you get a really efficient operation where you're not doing much or enough.
Michael, have you ended up, though, focusing on winter root vegetables since you sort of were growing everything at the food bank?
And now the name of your farm is Winter Moon Roots.
Yeah. Well, it's what I've always done well is the roots. I mean, it was one of my specialties. My carrots are people are famous for my carrots. You can crunch a few of these here. We brought
samples.
In the wintertime, you can grow vegetables that taste great. As the weather colds, the vegetables start producing sugars in order to prevent, it's like their own little natural antifreeze. And so they get sweeter and tastier as it gets colder and colder. I wanted to get people really good food. That was one of our missions. And I wanted to do it in a way that had the minimum carbon footprint that was possible. So the biking is, there's some impact there, but most of what we do is by truck.
Right.
But our storage facility is very, very energy efficient. It's essentially a computer and a fan. It has no refrigeration in it. By carefully timing our harvests, we're able to bring in our root crops on days where we know the nights are going to be a certain low temperature, and the computer kicks in and brings that nighttime air temperature and chills the roots down, and it does it with a fraction of the amount of energy that's required in most agriculture and most storage.
Are root vegetables continuing to grow at this late in the season, or has everything been harvested and is in just storage now?
We brought in our last 17,000 pounds of carrots on Thursday, and our last 10,000 pounds of parsnips on Friday.
And you just can't wait to put that on the back of a bike and drive it around the valley.
But one thing I always like to talk about is really just how this wave of eating through the winter locally has come about. In a dismal world that we seem to live in with bad headlines all the time, we've seen in the last 4 years that statewide we've gone from about 7 winter markets to 30. And locally, there were 0 in 2006, and 2007 began first winter fair in Greenfield. What do you see from your perspective as the farmer bringing these goods to these markets and helping to create these markets?
It's been a big shift, and it's an exciting shift, and we hope that the wave will continue and grow. You have to thank CISA it's just a logical extension of local.
How come they weren't doing it beforehand?
Well, there were cynics like me who were saying things like, nobody's going to buy a dirty old shriveled up carrot in the middle of December or January and they can go buy a fresh head of broccoli from California. I mean, I'm sure I said that all the time 10 years ago. Well, since then, we've sort of learned how to grow a real nice carrot in the wintertime.
But you're not growing it in the wintertime.
No, but we're picking it in November.
Right.
And then we're storing it. And at the same time that we've developed these capacities, CISA's been out there telling people the importance of buying local. And the logical extension of buying local in the summer is buying it year-round.
And I must say, from a consumer perspective, that somebody who loves, you know, incorporating going to farms and farm stands and farmers markets into my daily life, when, you know, November or October would hit, and you'd go for these like 5-6 months before you get any sort of other farm interaction. Even that one Greenfield winter fair years ago was like I felt like spring and joy and hope had dropped down upon me again.
Right.
So the idea that these are regular and ongoing right now is inspirational for people who like to eat local food and who like to interact with where their food comes from. Like, that's one of the most important and great things about living in the Valley, to get to know all the farmers and to go to the farmers markets and know everybody who's growing all the stuff that you're getting. So kudos to you, Michael Doctor from Winter Moon Roots, for being instrumental in getting these winter markets going, and you, Phil Corman from CESA, for being the motivating factor to get people to buying this.
And there's Saturday winter markets all over the three counties. You can find out more about them at buylocalfood.org.